From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting deadly bombing attacks target police in Istanbul, Turkey. Two explosions rocked a huge football stadium late Saturday, with as many as 13 people reported killed and dozens of others injured. Witnesses said that it appeared to be a car bombing and a suicide attack targeting security officers. Officials had not released casualty figures by early Sunday, but local reports said 13 people were killed and 38 others wounded. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said a terrorist attack has been carried out against our security forces and our citizens. It has been understood that the explosions after the Beşiktaş-Bursaspor football game aimed to maximize casualties. VOA reporter in Istanbul, Durian Jones, said the nature of the attack, targeting police rather than masses of football fans, indicated it might have been staged by outlaw Kurdish groups that have battled the Turkish government for years.
The fact that this did occur 2 hours after the game, where most of the spectators had left the stadium had been packed with nearly 40,000 people. It was one of the big games of the day. It does appear that the attackers were particularly targeting the police and security forces rather than civilians. And again, this does indicate and will point suspicion towards the Kurdish separatist group, the PKK, which has in recent times targeted in particular security forces.
Istanbul has been the scene of several bombings this year, including a June attack at Ataturk Airport that killed more than 40 people. Elsewhere, Islamic State extremists have fought their way into the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra on Saturday after 2 days of intense fighting with government forces.